going on, sports world? It's RW4 Court Press Podcast by Robert White. I want to get right to it. Now, last week, the NBA celebrated its 75th players' anniversary list. And on that list, they had Kobe Bryant ranked number 10. 10th on this list, the great Kobe Bryant. ESPN did their list with Kobe at number 10. 10. So as I say in this list, I just said, you got to be kidding me. How is he number 10? So who do they got in front of him? Who's the top three? So I see they got Tim Duncan, the Big O, Larry Bird, Bill Russell, Magic Johnson, and Will Chamberlain, all over Kobe Bryant, on top of Kobe Bryant. They feel as though them guys is better than Kobe Bryant. Are they crazy? Are they serious? You gotta be kidding me. No disrespect to all them 7 Hall of Famers that I just named. No disrespect at all. But you're trying to say them guys is better than Kobe? So ESPN, you are telling me that the 7 players that's in front of Kobe are better than him and ranked higher than him and should be ranked higher than him. This is a joke. This is a big problem. Big problem I got on my plate. And Stephen A. Smith, I'm shocked. You are allowing this to happen. Are you seriously allowing this to happen? At your job, your workplace, you're agreeing with your peers and comrades that LeBron is a better basketball player than Kobe? That you don't have a problem with LeBron being ranked higher than Kobe? This is strictly nonsense. At his highest power. I mean, come on now. ESPN workers, please. I mean, please tell me. Well, LeBron James is a better basketball player than Kobe Bryant. Let me say this first, seriously. By no means, and I mean no means, no disrespect to LeBron James. He's a great, great player. Great basketball player. No doubt about it. But when you ask current players or retired players that played against Kobe and LeBron, and 90 out of 100 will say they're taking Kobe over LeBron. Kobe's a better player than LeBron. And I noticed, I heard the players say it out their mouth. I heard it. And the thing about it, LeBron knows that. LeBron knows he's not better than Mike or better than Kobe and should not be ranked higher than Kobe on this list. I don't understand what ESPN, what do they be thinking? If it ain't ESPN, it's Bleacher Report. What do you guys be thinking? We're making these lists. It's sickening. It's horrible. It's disgusting. Y'all know better. Anything to sell a story. Anything for ratings. Y'all come up with this nonsense? Come on now. Come on. And then we hear LeBron fans always talking, oh, LeBron beat Kobe more times head-to-head in the game. No. It's not LeBron versus Kobe in the games. It's Lakers versus Cavs. Or the Lakers versus the Heat. That's what it's about. Okay, LeBron, he got more wins when they play head-to-head with the Cavs / Heat played the Lakers. That don't make him a better player. Let's just beat the game. Damn. Come on now. Let's be real about this. Now, another thing LeBron fans will say. Oh, LeBron makes people better. Kobe don't make nobody better. Really? Okay. Well, excuse me. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love was already great players and all-stars before they teamed up with LeBron. Oh, and by the way, D-Wade was already a champion and a perennial all-star and a gold medalist, as well as Chris Bosh. Besides being a champion, he was a gold medalist and all-star as well. Before they all teamed up together in Miami. Is that a fact? Or I'm lying? So we all know LeBron didn't make none of them players better. As a matter of fact, D-Wade openly admitted to sacrificing his basketball talent so LeBron can flourish, because we all know what happened in 2011 finals against Dirk and the Mavs. We all know. Okay, now, LeBron fans. Okay. All right. You might say I'm being personal. I'm not being personal. It's the facts. Okay? Come on now. Unbelievable. Here we go. So I have a question for your LeBron fans and ESPN and Bleacher Report. Whoever made this 75 greatest players list, have a question. You said LeBron James makes everybody better when he was on their team, right? Okay. Oh, he went to the finals, what, 9 times in the East? The weak East. The East was at its weakest at that time. The power was in the West. Now, LeBron makes players better. So I'm going to give you a list of players that he had. Now, did he make them better? Yes or no? Did he make Wally Zerbiak better? Did he make Larry Hughes better? Did he make J.R. Smith better? Did he make Jeff Green better? Boobie Gibson better? Sean Marion better? Dellavedova better? Amon Shumpert better? Timothy Mosco better? James Jones better? Delonte West better? Alex Kirk better? Shannon Frye better? Drew Gooden better? Eric Snow better? Damon Jones better? Daniel Marshall better? Ilgauskas better? Ira Noble better? David Wesley better? Scott Pollard? Mo Williams? Ben Wallace? Joe Smith? Anthony Parker? Jamario Moon? Leon Poe? Sebastian Telfair? Kobe Carl? Tristan Thompson? Larry Nance Jr.? Kyle Korver? Dante Jones? Did he make them all better? No! And excuse me, is he making Russell Westbrook better right now? Or Anthony Davis right now? Or Carmelo Anthony? No! I could go on and on. So tell me, what did he make these guys better? Make their games better? Please tell me. Seriously, I'm waiting. I'm gonna give you 2 seconds. Okay, that's what I thought. For real, that's what I thought. Now, y'all say Kobe, he don't make nobody better. He don't make their games better. It's a difference how you make your teammate better. It's a difference. When Powell joined the Lakers in a trade in 2008, the Lakers already had the best record in the NBA. Best record in the West. Kobe MVP year. You know how he made Pau Gasol better? By giving him mental toughness. Powell's game was already polished. I believe it's a 22, 23, 24-point score. 11.5 rebounds a game in the West, when the West was tough with the big man. So he gave Powell mental toughness. And Powell's game was better. Mentally, physically, it was better. Lamar Odom. Now he got Lamar Odom, make his game better. He helped Lamar Odom get his confidence back. Remember, Lamar was benched. He was benched when he came to LA from the trade from the Clippers, where his nickname was Mr. Goods. Went to Miami, going to the playoffs, beat the New Orleans Hornets, Baron Davis and the boys. Then they got the blockbuster trade to the Lakers. That's how Shaq ended up in Miami. That's how Lamar ended up a Laker. Now, Lamar Odom lost his confidence because he was benched. He was benched, and Phil made him a sixth man. But you know what Kobe did? And Lamar Odom, I heard him say this. Work with him. Talk to him. Gave him his confidence back. Two championship rings later, and the sixth man in the war in 2011. That's how Lamar Odom got his... That's how Kobe made Lamar Odom's game better. The man was sixth man of the year award in 2011 and got 2 rings on top of it. I got another list of players. How Kobe made these players better and great. And listen to this list very carefully. Listen to these players. Listen to these players' name. What I'm going to say. Listen to who I'm going to name. How he made them better. Kawhi Leonard. Better. Jason Tatum, better. De'Aaron Fox, Kyrie Irving, Paul George, DeMar DeRozan, Aaron Gordon, Devin Booker, Giannis the Greek Freak, Bradley Beal, James Harden, John Collins, Trey Young, Luka Doncic, Anthony Davis, Buddy Hield, Jordan Clarkson, Jamal Murray, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. These are current NBA players that's in the NBA at this very moment. Look at how each of those players' basketball skills. Look at their skills. Has blossomed. Has blossomed. And you know why he made them better? By working out with them. Inviting him to his Mamba Mentality Sports Academy in the offseason. Invite only. Black Mamba called invite only. Came, worked on their games. A couple weeks in the summer. Flourished. Look at them. List I name. Champions. All-stars. Superstars. Great players. Now, let's look at Kobe and LeBron's games. You guys say LeBron's a better player than Kobe. He should be ranked higher than Kobe. Okay, let's see. That's your opinion. Now, here go my opinion. Strong opinion. I'm going to break down the game to the smallest decimal. Smallest decimal. Okay, let's start off right now with the footwork. The footwork. Kobe has the best footwork in the history of the NBA. Again, Kobe has the best footwork in the NBA since he worked out with Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon. Instead of taking off a month or two after winning his fourth championship, he called the Dream. He took off for 2 weeks, called the Dream. You would think that the best player in the NBA at that time, the best player in the world at that time, would be satisfied with his game. He said, nah. Kobe wasn't feeling that. He said, what can I do to make my game more unguardable, unstoppable? So he added that magical, that graceful footwork to his game. He took that from Hakeem Olajuwon and mastered it. He used that footwork all over the court, not just in the post. Wherever he was out on court, left elbow, right elbow, left side, post, right side of the post, top of the key, foul line, wherever he was at, that footwork is just priceless. Beautiful thing to watch. He took the footwork from a post, a big man, and took it to the perimeter. Never seen nothing like it. I heard Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson out of their own mouth, the Lakers playing the Dallas Mavericks. Jeff Van Gundy said, oh my goodness, Kobe Bryant has the greatest footwork in the history of the NBA. I've never seen nothing like it in my life from a guard's point of view. And Mark Jackson said, I agree. From a guard's point of view, you never see somebody with footwork like that. That worked the whole floor, the whole court, from top to bottom. It's graceful, beautiful, as the Black Mamba. So the check goes to Kobe on that on the footwork. Let's talk about the mid-range game, the mid-range jumper. Come on now. Seriously, Kobe's mid-range game, his jumper was unstoppable besides Michael Jordan. Kobe and Mike had the best two mid-range games. Now, it's a difference. People don't understand. When you talk about the mid-range jumper, we're not talking about somebody running off screens, trying to get open and hitting an open jump shot. I'm talking about getting that rock in your hand and working that half court from both sides of the court. Right elbow, left elbow, low block, high block. It was just beauty at its highest, highest. When Kobe is doing work, the mid-range game. You can't even compare LeBron's mid-range game to Kobe. Check goes to Black Mamba, Kobe in the mid-range game. Jump shot. Okay. So about the three ball now. So about the three-point shooting now. Let's be frank. I don't need to go on about who's the better jump shooter and three-point shooter. As a matter of fact, Kobe's a better three-point shooter than Mike Jordan. That's facts. That's the honest truth. Kobe jump shot, his three-point shot, in my opinion, the three-point shot was better than Mike Jordan's. So the check goes to Kobe over that. The difference between Michael and Kobe's game is Michael had bigger hands, he could palm the ball. That's the difference between the games, in my opinion. Come on now. Seriously, what we doing? What we talking about over here? Come on now. Seriously, for real. Already got two. Already got the footwork. Already got the jump shot. I got the long range 3-point shot. Come on now. What are we doing over here? Seriously. We're talking about defense now? Okay. Let's talk defense. Let's talk about the Black Mamba. Made the defensive team 12 times. 12 times. Made the first team 9 straight times. setting a record tie with Jordan, GP, Kevin Garnett. Again, first team record 9 times time with Michael Jordan, Gary Payton, and Kevin Garnett. LeBron made the first team defensive. LeBron made the first team on the defensive side 5 times. But let's be clear now. No disrespect to LeBron, just be clear. LeBron's a good defensive player, especially when he wants to. I remember the playoffs when he played Derrick Rose. Shut down league MVP. Shut down Derrick Rose. League MVP. Right? Now, people could say all they want to say, oh, LeBron 6'9", Derrick Rose 6'2". Listen, let me tell you this. It doesn't matter. D. Rose was explosive at that time. He was hard to guard. He was fast. LeBron James did an excellent job on shutting him down that playoff series. But again, a check going to Black Mamba. I seen Black Mamba shut down AI. I seen Black Mamba put down people that could score. Put them in his box and shut them down. Shooters, Allen Houston, Reggie Miller. I seen it. Seen it with my own eyes. Check goes to Kobe on that one. And again, no disrespect. LeBron's a great defensive player when he wants to. When he wants to shut you down. Had the capability to shut you down. But you should want to do that every night. Not just when you feel like, I'm going to do this tonight. I'm not going to do it tomorrow. Do that every night. That's what Kobe did. He put his will in the game every single night. Now, passing the ball, I get out to LeBron. Okay, no, I get out to LeBron. No problem. LeBron's a better passer than Kobe. I had no problem with that at all. Kobe career assist is 4.7. LeBron's is what, 7.4? But let's be clear now. Kobe position is called the shooting guard. They don't pay Kobe to shoot the ball. They don't pay Kobe to pass the ball. They pay Kobe to shoot the ball. Let's be clear now. Check this out. I once heard the greatest defensive back in the history of the NFL, Deion Sanders, at his own mouth. You could quote me. Deion said this. They don't pay me to tackle. They pay me to make interceptions. That's what they did with Custer, and that was Kobe thing. They don't pay me to pass the ball. They pay me to shoot the ball and make shots. You know, but I give that check to LeBron. But this is what I'm telling you. Kobe position is a shooting guard. To shoot and score the ball. That's what he's paid to do. And he did it at his best. Now, the most important part of their games. Here we go. The most important part of their games. The mentality of their game. The heart and will and determination to kill and take your opponent's heart at no disposal. And that's Kobe Bryant. We all know who wins this battle. When it comes to the mental approach of the game, that was the Black Mamba at its finest. Let me tell you something. I once heard Kobe say this. He said his motto was to kill my opponent, make them rethink their career, ask them themselves, is this for me? This is what I really want to do? Do I really want to do this? When I heard that, I was like, damn. How? You're making people think, damn, really? That's what you're doing out here, Kobe? You want them to rethink their career? Is this really for me? Am I built for this? Mamba mentality, kill at will. His strong, strong mental will was just impeccable. I mean, listen. I seen Kobe Bryant, his will. I seen him dislocate his finger during the game. It was a TV timeout. Went to the bench. The great Gary Vee, at the time, the Lakers trainer, put Kobe's finger back in place with the grace of God. With the grace from God. And Kobe went out there and destroyed the rest of the game. Destroyed his opponent. I'd never seen a man break his finger. TV timeout. Went to the sideline. Gary Vee to put the finger back in place. Again, from the grace of God. And Kobe went out there performed like no other. Hand down, man down. Mama, there goes that man. Oh, my goodness. I mean, well, I didn't get y'all 6 scenarios right now. Another one? Another one? Okay. There's no comparison. And no disrespect to LeBron James, no comparison. But listen, he's not a better player than Kobe. He should not be ranked higher than Kobe in these lists. The LeBron fans, the ESPN fans, so-called experts, just don't have a clue at all. And it's horrible. I heard the great Allen Iverson and Shaq said, a lot of other people, I mean NBA players, past and present, again, say, how in the world can you put LeBron ahead of Kobe? It's just mind-blowing when you talk about Jordan. The next player name that should come up out of your mouth is Kobe, not LeBron. Hands down, it should be Kobe. How you skip from Kobe to LeBron, then Mike? You know, they both said, we just don't get it. We don't understand it. What are they thinking about? And they played against Kobe. Played with Kobe. Played against the guys they talking about. And played with them during All-Star games. It's just unreal when they do a list and they always skip LeBron over Kobe. I don't understand it. I just don't understand it to this day. I don't know what they watching. Seriously. It's mind blowing at its finest. That's what it is. Mind blowing at its finest. Listen, when you talk about Mike Jordan, the next thing that comes out your mouth should be Kobe. Hands down. Point blank. My man played in two different eras. That's right. Kobe played in two different eras. That 50's greatest lift he did in 1997, he played against half of them players. And then his new list right here, the 25 players they added, he played against them as well. Played in two different eras. Come on now. And you got him ranked number 10? That's horrible. Horrible. What y'all be thinking out there? Now, tell me this. You tell me this, sports world. In 24 years, I've never seen, in 24 years, a player, the late great Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, NBA serial killer. Never seen nothing like this before. You remember the game he scored 40 points 9 straight times? And this was Shaq was on the team. He scored 49 straight games with Shaq on the team. You had the most dominant big man in the game, but you scoring 49 straight games. 40. What about the other time? We averaged 56 points a game for a week. He averaged 56.25 points a game for a week. That's Wilt Chamberlain numbers from a guard. 65 points, 50 points, 60, another 50. Then he almost had another 50. He had 43 and they beat Golden State. This is in a week of basketball. The greatness of Kobe Black Mamba. Unworldly. This list is horrible from ESPN. The top three should be Mike Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Top three. And I let y'all pick four through whatever. 4 through 71, that's on y'all. But the top three should be Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Easily. You got a 5-time NBA champion that appeared in 7 NBA finals. 2-time NBA Finals MVP. NBA Most Valuable Player. 2-time scoring champion. 18-time NBA All-Star. 4-time All-Star Game MVP. 15-time NBA Team Selection. First team 9 times. Second team twice. Third team twice. 12-time All-Defensive Team. 9-time first team. A record tie with Mike Jordan, Gary Payton, GP, and the big ticket, Kevin Garnett. Come on now. What are we talking about here? 2-time NBA player, ESPY award winner. 2-time gold medalist. Come on now. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? The career numbers, 25 points a game, 4.7 assists, 5.2 rebounds. Shooting guard. It's a shooting guard. And you got this guy ranked number 10? On the list? On the list? It's horrible. It really is. Horrible. 81 points game against the Toronto Raptors. 61 points game at the Garden against the Knicks. 55 points in one half against the Raptors. Scored 30 twice in one quarter. Come on now. Scored 50 points 10 times in one season. 50 points 26 times in his career. 134 40-point games. Gosh. Scored 40 or more times 27 times in one season. 40 points 27 times in one season? That's unheard of. That's unheard of. Come on. Most points scored on Christmas Day. 395 points on Christmas Day. Got the most All-Star selections. Well, it's tied with LeBron. LeBron tied this year. He would have had more, but they had the lockout of 99. Forget about that. And I forget about him with his Achilles injury. He had another All-Star game. And mind you, if that injury didn't happen, and then the next year later, with the knee, and then the shoulder, he'd have broke Kareem record. Easily. Easily. So again, put in perspective. We all do this list. Think before you act. Think before you act. This is Robert White, RW Full Court Press Podcast. You can reach me at Robert_White_Magical76@AOL.com for comments, guest appearance. Peace and blessings. Enjoy your day.